It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Today we'll talk about the transfer portal. Many will enter, few will win. It's happening everywhere right now. High school football seasons have ended across America, and those seniors who haven't already signed a college athletic scholarship are hoping to hear from recruiters, especially those from the brand-name schools. But there's one big problem. Their phones aren't ringing. This is another consequence of the changing landscape of college football. In prior years, many college football teams would be scrambling right now to high schools around the country to sign the talented young football players. But unless your name happens to be someone with the last name of Manning, let's say, many top high school football players are being told here in December to sit tight and wait. The reason is the NCAA's version of the old telephone party line, which we call the transfer portal. Let's say you were recruited by a large state university last year and unhappily sat on the bench for most of the season waiting for a chance to play. If your dream was playing college football and perhaps making it into the NFL, there are hundreds of current college players in the same predicament you are that are picking up the NCAA's portal party line phone and announcing to anyone willing to listen that you are ready and able to transfer to another school for next year. Well, what about the college football team you're currently playing for? Hey, no problem. The NCAA's transfer portal has effectively made every current college player an annual free agent. You can change schools every year if someone else is willing to take you. On the flip side of this huge mess, though, the player's current college is also willing to pull the rug, meaning the player's scholarship, out from under many of these same bench warmers as well. The current college is also watching that transfer portal, hoping to land another talented player from another team who wants to transfer into that school. Welcome to college football's growing new game of musical chairs. Now, this game is permanently altering the high school football recruiting scene. For example, a top-ranked running back may have heard overtures from large state university before and during his senior season. However, after his season's over, he's now been put on hold while the college checks with the NCAA transfer portal to see if there are any more experienced college players who might want to transfer into the school. Though that high school player may turn out to be a better college football player than that incoming transfer, many college programs apparently feel more secure in taking a transfer who already understands the rigor of college football and life away from home. And then there's also this issue of money. Yes, in some cases, it might mean pretty big money. That relatively new pay-for-play scheme known as Name, Image, and Likeness, or NIL, allows for college athletes to have the ability to receive money from legitimate and perhaps a few nefarious businesses in order to promote their products or their services. College athletic programs are quickly becoming very sophisticated in ways to craft money collections and then disbursements out of NIL pools of cash. Now, this money usually comes in from the wealthy backers and corporate sponsors, and the NIL, with some guidance from the coaching staff, then helps to determine how much of that money gets to be distributed to any particular player. In return, the college athlete must perform some type of reciprocating service for the NIL sponsor or sponsors, and that's usually in the form of a personal appearance and/or commercials. Instead of the old-fashioned method of having a wealthy booster, you know, just buy a car for the kid, or slipping a wad of $100 bills into the pockets of a high school recruit, the colleges are now utilizing these legal NIL payments as inducements for players to come play for their college football programs. Instead of beating a path to high schools right now, many coaches are checking the transfer portal every day, making contact with any of the players who are showing interest and learning what financial enticement, if any, that transfer player is desiring to come play for your college football team. The transfer portal recruiting element means that the school's football program is now demanding a robust, growing bucket of NIL cash from supporters to dole back out to the transfer players and a few of the school's most valuable incoming freshmen. We are now into the era of legalized pay-for-play and instantaneous free agency for players. The current NCAA rules do not require transfer students to sit out a year, as was the case in prior years. A player can now literally leave his current college football team right now and start practicing at the new school at the start of the next semester in January. And that's exactly what's happening since the end of the college football regular season in November. It's also causing a lot of chaos for high school seniors trying to determine where they are going to play football in college. Today's good but not great high school football player is now being told to wait. Even the mid-major and smaller college programs are going to finish their transfer portal hunting trips in search for better and replacement players and fill areas of need. We're seeing the end of the romancing of most high school football players, except for the lucky few who are talented enough to potentially make an impact on day one as a college freshman. And if you're not a sure thing coming out of high school today, your wait has just gotten longer. Could this new longer waiting period for high school seniors cause some of them to simply forget about playing college football and go to school for an education? Nah. Let's say that a dozen bench warmers at large state university enter the transfer portal right now in search of another school to play for. In most cases, the players will transfer to a school which is equal to, in size, or maybe a little smaller than large state university. Well, good old mid-level university also has a dozen players hitting the portal as well. The better players are smelling an opportunity, like more NIL money, at some larger schools. However, some of the lesser-used players at mid-level university are going to opt to transfer to another similar-sized school or maybe a smaller program. And then, of course, there's small football school. Their program is facing the same issues as mid-level universities. Some players are playing up to a larger school after their year of success. Most of the bench players, though, are going to stay put or, sadly, be washed out of that scholarship by an incoming freshman. The common denominator here is that this transfer portal game of musical chairs is being played by the current crop of college football players, the coaches, the recruiters, and the university's money machine called the NIL. Well, how many players really are entering that transfer portal? Well, we have a list on SwampSwamiSports.com of the schools with the most players seeking to move as of this week in December. Number one on the list is Louisiana Tech at 18. Colorado State has 17, Texas A&M, with all those five-star recruits, 16, Arkansas, 15, Oklahoma State, 13, Oregon, 13, and you get the idea, even Alabama has 11. Now, there's a significant risk for each player who puts their name into this NCAA transfer portal hat. What happens if nobody wants them? For those 18 players at Louisiana Tech University, which, by the way, had an unusually bad season this year with a 3-9 record, the coaches at some of the other schools might be wondering, why are so many Bulldog players wanting out? It's quite possible that many of these transfer players may not find a comparable-sized program that's willing to sign them. A few transfer college players from each school may actually become transfer portal pound puppies. Like your local animal shelter, some will find a new college football home quickly. For others, it may take a much longer wait before being adopted. And for some, nobody may come to claim them at all. Would you take that player back at your school after openly shopping for a new team to play for? Not me. For many high school seniors who are wanting to play college football, this new transfer tango dance happening right now at the college level might entice some high school football players to go sign with some smaller schools in order to secure a place to begin their college football career. But at the end of that first semester in college, they too will become eligible for this odd game of musical chairs and the chase for NIL cash. Many will enter, but few will win. I'm Swamp Swamy.